Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a former NFL agent, and he's now one of the best salary cap experts you can find anywhere in the business. An NFL analyst for CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Corey Joel. It's Joel Corey with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joel, we couldn't have booked you for a more perfect time. 3 minutes ago, the news surfaces. Derek Carr, 5 years, $125 million. As a former agent, a salary cap expert, the numbers, do they add up to what you think this was headed, to the direction this was headed?
Yeah, I always thought that he had the potential to be the first $25 million per year player in the NFL. He's there. I'm curious as to the amount fully guaranteed at signing. Andrew Luck had $47 million fully guaranteed at signing, $87 million of overall guarantees. Those are going to be more important metrics to me. The thing is, Derek Carr is going to have a short-lived reign as the highest-paid player in the league. The ink's barely going to be dry on this contract before Matthew Stafford tops it at some point, probably before the beginning of the regular season.
Now, so, Joel, is the guaranteed money the one that we need to watch as it pertains to the salary cap implications going forward?
No, in terms of the Raiders, what you need to really watch more than anything else is how the contract is actually structured. The Raiders do something that most teams don't, that the Jaguars to a degree in Tampa Bay do, which is they have pay-as-you-go contracts where the salary cap number and the cash are the same each year. There's no signing bonus. There's like a big roster bonus the first year. You typically have higher cap numbers at the beginning of the deals. The guarantee runs to the second year. In Carr's case, it's probably going to run and maybe partially into 2020. That's going to be the big thing more so than the guarantees to me, because if you're trying to use this particular structure and also extend Gabe Jackson and Khalil Mack this year, the $32, $33 million of cap room may not be enough to do that using this particular structure.
Joel Corey, former NFL agent, now a salary cap expert and NFL analyst for CBS Sports with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joel, take us through that. Khalil Mack is on the verge of a mega deal that's probably going to rival Watt / Von Miller. Gabe Jackson's going to be a free agent after the next season. You've got other players to worry about on the roster, rookies like Amari Cooper and Carl Joseph, who are going to work their way up. How do Reggie McKenzie and the rest of the front office make this work for the organization?
Well, actually, it's a nice problem to have that you've been very successful in drafting players, but now you're going to have to pay the piper because they've turned out to be better than you probably expected when you drafted them. Most teams that have a high-priced quarterback, which the Raiders have now, typically don't have a high-priced defender. In Denver, Von Miller, highest-paid non-quarterback, they're not paying any the quarterbacks anything. Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian. No money invested in them. J.J. Watt, no money invested in quarterbacks in Houston. The Raiders are probably going to have, if not the first, the second $20 million per year non-quarterback. I expect Aaron Donald to get in that neighborhood. And Khalil Mack will get more than Von Miller's deal when he signs it, whether it's this offseason or next offseason. You can wait on him because he's got the option year, fifth-year option. There's more immediacy, Gabe Jackson, because this is his contract year. The problem is you're going to have, if not the highest guard tandem, paid guard tandem in the league, the second one behind Cleveland, because the guard exploded in free agency this year. When Ron Leary's making $9 million a year, Joel Bitonio's at $10 million a year, then you're probably going to have to put Gabe Jackson in that same neighborhood, and particularly if Trey Turner gets something done in Carolina, that's going to be another data point, which is going to be a comparable player deal. So you've already got Osemele almost at $12 million a year, which rivals just a shade under what the Browns paid to get Kevin Zeitler. So that's going to be a lot of money invested in there. That's where this pay-as-you-go contract structure will help the Raiders. Since you don't have signing bonuses, when you cut players, there's not going to be any dead money, so there's no chance of the Raiders getting back in the salary cap problems they had when Reggie McKenzie took over. You'll be able to churn the roster without having any adverse cap consequences. So say, for instance, Sean Smith doesn't play well this year. You can wipe his complete salary off the books, and there won't be a cap charge. That's what happened with Dan Williams this year. So that's going to be the saving grace for the Raiders and how they structure contracts and the ability to juggle all these high-priced pieces they're going to have starting now and in the future.
Former NFL agent, now an analyst with CBS Sports, Joel Corey. Follow him at Corey Joel here on 95.7 The Game. So clicking it forward one more step, Amari Cooper eventually is going to be a guy who comes up and needs to get paid. Do you see a situation where the Raiders might be squeezed a couple years down the road when they're looking at Amari Cooper and other young players to re-sign them?
Yeah, they're going to experience some of the same problems the Seattle Seahawks did. They went from building a team and amassing talent with a low-priced quarterback, having all those players they drafted in the mid to late rounds have the rookie contracts expire, have to pay a Richard Sherman and so forth, Bobby Wagner. You can't keep everyone, so you're going to have to make choices on who to keep and who not to keep. By the time you have to pay Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree's contract is going to be off the books. So you're going to have Amari Cooper being one of those guys in that high stratosphere for receiver salaries if he continues to progress. It's going to be over $15 million per year, and that's conservatively. So you're going to have to continue to hit on draft picks, and drafting at the back end of the rounds as opposed to the top, that's a little bit different. So the Gary and Conleys of the world are going to have to come through. That's the way it makes it easiest to sustain. The good thing is, for a good team, players will take less money. Vets who want a ring chase will come here for less money. So that's going to be something which will you'll be able to attract some veterans after the first wave of free agency. But you won't be able to sign a whole lot of middle-class players anymore once you have the roster becomes very top-heavy salary-wise.
Joel Corey with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned Matthew Stafford earlier. Do you see something getting done with the Washington Redskins and Kirk Cousins before the July 15th deadline?
I'll believe it when I see it. Stranger things have happened. Last year, Muhammad Wilkerson's franchise tag deal came out of nowhere at the deadline. This deal doesn't help in terms of where the Redskins probably want to pay Kirk Cousins. It only makes Mike McCartney, his agent, more resolved in his beliefs that Kirk Cousins should be in the same stratosphere. And if Kirk Cousins really wants to maximize his income, he's going to play on his franchise tag this year for $24 million, force them to stick another tag on him, which they probably won't, let him hit the open market, and then he's probably across the bay in San Francisco, and they can pay him as much money as they want because they're going to have a ton of cap room, and he can be reunited with Shanahan.
Tremendous insight, as always. Former NFL agent, now a salary cap expert and NFL analyst for CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Corey Joel. It's Joel Corey with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joel, always fantastic catching up with you, my friend. Thank you for coming on this morning. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.